just gone. Sorry, Paul. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, today is Vision Sunday, and we're really looking forward to all that God has for us this year. We're going to have an awesome time this year in the Lord. There's always provisos, there's always conditions on everything, even all the promises of God, there are conditional. And so I'm going to explain something that we need to participate in if we really want to see God do all the wonderful things that are laid out before us, because we're all a part of that. This is our vision. We're us, we're the church, we're Grow Church. And whatever campus we're in, this is the heart of call of God on us, and we want to see us rise to all of those things. So we're going to just show a little clip which is going to show you what the theme for the year is, and then let's briefly talk about it briefly this year. But I know God wants to impact us in a very powerful way. And I really pray that your heart is open this year, and that maybe more than ever before. You say, Lord, that this year, Lord, I want you to deal in my life. I want you to work in my life, Lord. I want you to work through my life, Lord. I want to see things that maybe that I've cried out before, things that I've longed for, things that I wanted to touch and wanted to see, Lord, that this year that these things might be released out of my heart and in my life and in my family, in my community, in my workplace, that something of God will stir within your heart this year. Let's watch the screen.
People hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees as one before the King? 'Cause we believe. When the church starts praying, strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls start shaking. At the sound of praising, nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray, oh, oh, oh. When we pray, oh, oh, oh. I see revival rising. See hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out of faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King. 'Cause we believe, hey. All the world starts changing when the church starts praying. Strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls.
Okay, well, the stewards are just going to now whip around and give you, you'll get two things. You'll get one little card like this, and you'll get a little brochure like that. So make sure you get one of each of those. So the stewards are just going to whip around and give those to you now, and we'll talk about our theme for this year, Heaven Invades. And hopefully you would have got a good idea from watching that clip there about our theme this year. The word Heaven Invades, obviously we talk about heaven. We're talking about the things of God, the kingdom of God, the Spirit of God having his way and having his sway in our lives and our hearts and in this world. And the word invades, and it's a strong word, invades. Invades is when there's force that comes, when there's strength that comes, when there's power that comes. And certainly what we're looking at is the power of heaven invading and permeating every circumstance, every situation of our lives, things around us, people around us, that the things of God will come and touch people, that they may be set free and that change may begin to come and break forth in people's hearts and lives. An invasion is where the enemy has tried to come in, and we know the enemy has tried to come in. Enemies tried to come into people's hearts, into people's lives, try to hold people captive. And that's the work of the enemy. That's what the devil does. But when the power of God comes and invades that area, it liberates people, sets people free, that they may know freedom, they may know life. And that's certainly our heart, that people will be set free. For the government of God, the authority of God is established in lives and in circumstances. And there's people that need that. They need the intervention of God. They need the pouring of God, need the touch of God in their lives and in their spirits. And that's certainly what we're praying and believing for this year, that you're going to see God come in. Heaven's going to come down into your circumstance, into your situation, into your life, into your family. The things of God will come and invade where the enemy has tried to keep people captive and hold things, the work of the Lord. It says in 1 John 3, 8, it says, "For this, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. And he came with such power and such authority." We know that the Lord already came into the earth when he came down into heaven when Christ was born. That was really the beginning of an invasion, if you like. Already he'd poured his spirit out upon people, and he had prophets and already working there. But then the Lord himself came down in human flesh. And we know, we also saw that Jesus dying on the cross where he defeated sin. And we know Pentecost. We see the working of the Lord in a powerful way. And our heart is this year that you're going to see the Lord working in a very powerful way in our hearts, in our lives. Can you believe for that? For things that you've been believing for, can you really believe for a breakthrough this year? Can you believe it? Can you all believe it? Amen. Let's believe that. Let's really see the Lord coming in with power into those areas, with power into those circumstances, and setting people free, setting bondages free, but changing lives, bringing change, bringing the heart of God into circumstances and into the various situations. That we can really believe that for supernatural intervention in circumstances and people's lives. Can really believe for miracles and for salvations, to see people healed, see people set free. And have a faith for that, that the Lord will come in such a way. He's already poured His Spirit upon us. He's already equipped us. And He's already living within our lives, as you would have seen those scriptures there. Christ is already in us. But we want to see the outworking of those things within people's hearts and with people's life. And to always know, whatever the circumstances, that God is in control of that. God is bigger than it. He's greater than the circumstances of your life. Whatever you face, whatever comes against you, God is bigger than that, He's stronger than that, and God is in control. And our heart is, Lord, we just want to see You come with such power and such strength into those circumstances and situations of life, and to set people free, but to bring change and to change those things around, to turn those things around. Quite often the Lord wants to set us free, first of all, of our own fears, our own doubts, our own unbelief. Whatever bondages that may be in our own heart, that we're set free from that. He wants us to change. We're called Grow Church. We're about growing. We're about growing into the things of God and becoming everything that God has called us and made us, created us to be. And so the Lord wants to set us free. And then we become the change agents. You become the ones. We become the ones that you bring the presence of heaven into circumstances. You bring the presence of heaven to bear. When there's a mess at work and they can't solve the problem on the machines or whatever it is, there's some financial problem, there's something happening, that you can be the one that brings the things of heaven to bear, to bring the power of God into that situation with your neighbors, with your families, with your friends, with all of the situations that we can allow the Lord to work through us. We work in partnership with Him. And we see change beginning to break forth. You're going to hear a lot of things across this year. And I really pray that we open our hearts. The Lord wants to do something this year special in your heart, in your life, and us as a church. Every year we have Vision Sunday. Every year God's stirring us and He's challenging us. But there's something about this year. Something about this year. And we want to enter into that. And God has so much for every one of us. But as I said, that there's something that's required of us. There is something required of us. Even in salvation, we couldn't save ourselves. We could never be good enough. We could never do enough stuff, work hard enough, try hard, and we could never do that. Christ did it all on the cross, but there's something we still had to do. We had to receive Christ. We had to give our life to Jesus. We had to invite Him into our life. There was still something that we had to do, and there's something that we need to do if we're going to step into all that God has for us this year, that God has for you, has for your family, has for your friends, and that you might even bring the presence of God to invade into that workplace, into your family, the community, your neighborhood. There's something that we really need to do if we want to buy into that. And my prayer is that all of us will. We'll all say, yes, I'm going to buy into what God has for me this year. Yes, Lord, I'm going to grab a hold of what You're doing and what You're going to do, Lord. I want to grab a hold of that. And I pray that we do. If we're lazy, or if we just go back into our old habits, we just go, yep. Even today, you can go, gee, Liz, that was good, and then go home and then just be like every other day. Tomorrow morning to be the same as every other day. Or else you can buy into what God wants to do in our hearts and in our lives. One of these scriptures that you've got here on this little card, and it's got all the scriptures, some key scriptures that we'll be looking at through the year, explains the theme. But one of them in particular will come up on the screen, and it's 2 Chronicles chapter 4, 17. And this is really where the buy-in happens. This really is our part of it. This is really where we step in to that. And it's a scripture that you'll know. Many of you will just know it off by heart. Many of you can quote it. But there's something that God wants to break forth within our lives and as a church, within us personally in our own prayer life, but also corporately as a church. And it simply says this: if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. God was calling us to pray in a way as never before. As we were praying people, that's when the power of God comes. That's when heaven invades, when the people of God rise up and then they begin to pray. And that's the call of God. That's the cry of God's heart for each of us to pray. And it says, if my people are called by my name, if you've given your life to Christ, if you've become a son and daughter of the living God, if you're a Christian, you're born again, then this is us. This is you. If my people who are called by my name, we're called by the name of Christ, we're Christians. And it says, we'll humble themselves. And it's an interesting thought about humbling ourselves. What does it mean to humble ourselves when we come and pray? And really, the reason why a lot of the time we don't pray is because we're not humble. We don't humble ourselves. Now, you might think, oh, I'm humble because I'm thinking I'm nothing, I'm useless, and I'm hopeless. That's got nothing to do with humility. That's just poor self-image. That's nothing to do with humility at all. In fact, that's just buying into every lie of the devil, what the devil wants to say, what the devil says of you. If you think, oh, I'm hopeless and nothing, and that's humility, I don't think I'm any good, then that rubbish is from the devil. It's nothing to do with humility. Humility is when we walk in a place of total reliance and dependent upon the Lord. We realize, as the scripture says, we says in John 15, where he says, apart from me that you can do nothing. We come to a place where we are just so dependent that we are desperately dependent upon the Lord, that we cannot do anything without him in our lives. And that takes humility, that our thoughts are directed to the Lord, our trust is directed to the Lord, everything is conscious, Lord, I can't do this without you. That is humility. And the height of arrogance, and all of us at some stage have walked in that place, is where we don't pray. Is where we're relying on our own strength, our own ability, our own knowledge, our own experience. And there's no humility in that. The humility is, so, Lord, you're the creator of heaven and earth. You are awesome in power and majesty, Lord. The very breath that I have, the very heartbeat I have, it comes from you, Lord. Everything that I am, everything I have is from you, Lord, and I want to live everything for you. And to humble ourselves before the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, I just depend upon you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I love you with everything that I am, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you love me. But Lord, I need you with everything that I am. That's humility. Humility is trusting in God implicitly, not self-reliance, but to humble ourselves, knowing that God is everything, and ultimately, apart from God, we can do nothing. And to have that heart, that's what humility is. If you think being self-abased or putting yourself down is humility, no, that's just you working with the devil, trying to work with him to bring yourself down. A good little partnership he's got going if you put yourself down. Because that's not what humility is. Humility is acknowledging who God is, acknowledging who you are as a child, but you are just so dependent upon him. And so even my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. There's a humility in prayer. And it's very easy to be, oh, look, I'm just too busy to pray. I'm just too busy. And again, that's arrogance, because that says that what I need to do is more important than my relationship with my Father and spending time with him. When I'm too busy, there's something that is of more importance, because we've got priorities. We've all got the same time. I've fallen into the trap of being too busy at times. And I've got to say, Lord, I really wanted to spend a good time of just seeking you today, a concentrated period of time, but I allowed too many other things come in, too many good things. Good, noble things, honorable things. But he says, if my people will humble themselves and pray. And it's so important that you do that, we do that, that we are praying people, that we're not arrogant, we are humble before God. And we seek his face, and that we listen to the Lord. Lord, we just want to hear from you. We've all got our own agendas, we've all got our own plans, we've all got our wonderful ideas. But say, Lord, I just want to submit everything to you. Lord, I want to seek you, Lord, just for who you are. Quite often we want to see the hand of God and we miss the heart of God. And seeking the face of God is saying, Lord, I just want you for who you are. Lord, not for what you can do and not for what you're going to do, but Lord, I just want to seek you for who you are, just loving God with everything we are. And again, there's a humility in that. There's a lowering of ourselves. We lift him up. We talk about worshiping God. Worshiping God is lifting him up, and it's acknowledging that he is everything. And without him, we are nothing. And so we need to humble ourselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Isn't it funny, isn't it? A scripture directed to people that are called by his name would have to humble themselves and pray and seek his face and then turn from their wicked ways. We can let compromise in our lives. And we compromise in many ways. And if you allow compromise into your heart and into your life, then you'll find that maybe you're not going to grab a hold of all that God had for you for this year. And maybe get to the end of the year and look back and say, well, if I just had a, you know, still swearing, still carrying on, or whatever it is, still doing this, still holding grudges, still thinking bad of people, still whatever it is, judging people, still this, still that, still angry, still in sin, still doing things or saying things I shouldn't do, and get to the end of the year and say, if I only hadn't have done that, if I only hadn't have done that, wonder what my year would have looked like. Wonder what would have happened. Wonder what, how God would have worked in my life and my circumstances. Wonder what God would have done. We're not at the end of the year. We're at the beginning of the year. And so we don't have to, we can now say, this Lord, I'm gonna humble myself, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to seek your face, Lord, and I'm going to turn from my wicked ways. And when we do that, then this promise of God, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. What a wonderful promise that is. We want to see God working powerfully in our lives this year. Then there's something about prayer. God is causing us to step up in that whole level of prayer in your own personal time and in your own time. And I was even thinking, you know, like this morning, sometimes, okay, yeah, look, I'm just gonna pray in the car and whatever. Now, it's good to do that. Pray while you're washing the dishes. Pray while you're in the shower. That's fantastic. But have times where, time, Lord, this is you only time. Because when you're driving, you're looking for some turkey to come and sideswipe you or whatever they want to do. You know, you're not fully focused, are you? You know, you're praying, but you know, you still got the Christian music on and maybe praying a bit, but you're not 100% focused. And I tell you what, you know, you've got a husband and wife trying to build close relationship together, and you sit them down at a table, and you've got, you know, one here and the other one there, and they're on their phone the whole time, looking at messages every now and look, glancing up at them, eye, giving them a little nod, they'd talk, yep, da-da-da-da. We do that in prayer sometimes. We just need to say, Lord, I'm going to put everything down, put everything aside, Lord. I'm just going to focus on you. You've got my complete attention, Lord, and hear from the Lord, seek his face. I believe God is stirring that whole thing of prayer. Personally, in your own life, in our own lives, increase that, up that. I'm not telling you that, oh, you need to, everyone needs to pray for 10 hours a day or 24 hours a day. I mean, we always got to have the heart of prayer. The scripture says pray continuously. So we're always conscious of the Lord and always loving him and in communion with the Lord. But to have time, to take that time to do that. If you want to, don't want to get to the end of the year and say, if only, have a year without any ifs and buts. Let's have a year of yes and amens and wonderful things of God's glory. There are opportunities, and you might want to have a look at this little brochure now, where we can pray together corporately. I'm not talking about your own prayer life. You know, that's so important. Jesus had to have a prayer life. Jesus, who was the Son of the living God, he was God and man in as one. He came down. He was still fully human, but he was still fully God, and yet he prayed, and he took time to pray. We need to do that. We need to take time personally to pray. But praying together corporately, I'll just read this. There's a couple of scriptures on it. It says, devote yourselves to prayer. Devote yourselves. What are you devoted to? We are devoted to the thing which takes most of our time and our attention, our affection. That's what we're devoted to. The challenge is, devote yourselves to prayer. Being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. And in Acts 2, this is what happened to them. They saw amazing things happen in the book of Acts, in the early church. Amazing things happen. And it says that they devoted themselves. They were devoted. Look at your own devotion and say, Lord, this year I'm going to be devoted. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. Important to meet together, grow groups, meeting together. They met from house to house, and they met together in the temple courts. And so they devoted themselves to that. Devoted to, not an optional thing. I'm devoted to it. Devoted themselves to teaching and the fellowship, the breaking of bread. We have communion together, and to prayer. Devoted to prayer. And I believe God is challenging us on our devotion level. You know, some people say, oh, having a devotion. Well, if that means you're setting time aside specifically with you and God, that's fantastic. But devotion is far more than just a thing. And sometimes don't, and just the whole, with apps and things are fantastic, but if your entire walk with God is now being reduced to the little flash that comes up on your screen in the morning, and you read the scripture and you say amen, praise God, then that's not devoted. That there's a level far beyond that that God wants to bring into our heart. There's something about praying together, corporately praying together. There's a power that is unlocked. We touch something together. Jesus said, when two or three are gathered together, there I am. Well, Jesus is everywhere. He's everywhere by the power of the Spirit of God. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere, everywhere all the time. So why does he say that when two or three gather together, there I am? Because there's a dynamic of the power of God, the Spirit of God that is released when the people of God come together and pray collectively. And so you'll see that there's three opportunities to do this. Weekly is our grow groups, and our grow groups, prayer is a part of that. Gathering together as a group to pray, very important. So we have that opportunity. Friday nights, we're having prayer, Friday night prayer encounter nights, and they're for an hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. here in St. Albans campus. Maybe you've never been in a corporate prayer meeting before. There's something together as we get together and pray. Now, you might not be able to come every Friday night, that's fine. There's some people that have never been to a prayer meeting, corporate gathering ever, and maybe they've been in the church for a long time. Let's up that prayer. There's something released. We want to see God do amazing things, and we need to pray in a new way. There's a new call to prayer. And then Sundays before the service, we have a prayer gathering here. And I would love it if the whole church was here praying. Now, I know it's not necessarily possible and practical for everyone to do that. But for a lot of us, it is. And maybe it's, oh, look, I can just stay in bed an extra half an hour. Well, why not come and pray? Why not come and say, Lord, no, I'm devoted to prayer. I'm devoted to that. And Lord, I want to come. And so there's a challenge there that God really wants us to lift up that whole area of prayer. You want to see heaven invade the circumstances of your life. You want to see the things of God flowing in a new level. Then we need to be a praying people. And I encourage you to do that in your own walk. But also don't miss opportunities to pray together. Because you don't want to get to the end of the year and say, if only, that you get to the end of the year and rather than looking forward to a new year, this is the end of the year is full of regrets. Don't make it a year of regret. Devote yourself to prayer. So the scripture says, doesn't say if you feel like it, says devote yourself to prayer. Let's devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And really see that God is going to invade and unlock and touch things in a very powerful way. One of the other things for this year, if you want to turn over the back of this little brochure, and I'm just going to quickly go through this very quickly, that we're starting on Friday nights something called Grow Up, which is growing up, unleashing potential. And so on Friday nights, it won't be every Friday night, the dates are actually listed here on the back of this for you. Basically looking at a whole lot of topics which are really going to help you grow in the things of God and in life and in ministry to really equip people. There's a whole bunch of topics that are listed there. And you might say, look, I'm not going to be able to come to all of those. But you might read that and say that there's something there that really resonates with me. I really need to learn that. I need to grow in that. You know, how to get the most out of your Bible reading. Some people say, oh, I read the Bible and I don't get a lot out of it. This is the word of the living God. So there's something that maybe you need to learn. Something that maybe you don't know, to see the power of the Word of God unlocked in your own heart, in your own life, that you have your little devotion and walk away just the same. Well, let's maybe learn that. Maybe that's one particular topic that's going to help you. So that's going to be here on Friday nights, and it's from 7 to 8 p.m. So it's before the prayer meeting. Some people will come along, and I encourage people who come along to this time to stay for the prayer gathering, but they may not be able to do that. They come at 8, come at 9 o'clock. It'll be on when the youth group's running, so your parents of youth, you have the kids there, you can come and do the grow-up session, time of prayer, take your kids home, so it'll help with that. But just encourage people that. It's another opportunity to grow. Grow groups are the most important thing. So if you're not in a grow group, that should be the number one priority. I've got to get in a grow group. That's my number one thing. And this is maybe some other avenue that I can grow in, but make sure grow groups are so important. Something else that we're making available too is coaching people. There's people that get into struggle with patterns of life or just have things get frustrated in their own life and heart. and not being able to move forward and things. So what we're doing this year is really releasing people for coaching. And it's not about counselling. It's not a counselling session. We're not talking about that. There's some great counselling available if you need counselling. This is not about counselling. It's not about being a mentor. Oh, someone's going to mentor me. Because it's not about mentoring. It's about coaching. And coaching is about bringing that responsibility, bringing awareness of where we're at in our own life, and then helping us to move forward, focusing on that to grow forward as a person. And so if you feel that I really like to be a part of that coaching, maybe to be a coach, but to certainly to be coached, then let us know. That's you'd meet with your coach for once a month to see whatever areas in your life you want to look at, and then, well, what are the ways forward of growing in those things. Obviously, we're going to give preference to people that are committed themselves to grow groups. Because the people that are in the grow groups are one who's saying, look, I'm committed to growing in God. But if you want to be coached, you can come and talk to us. But because there's a lot of people, we give preference to those that are committing themselves to their grow group. It's so important, your grow group. I can't emphasize that enough. You would have got a little calendar when you came in this morning, and you would have seen something on the calendar. I don't know whether you had a chance to glance at it, but what we're doing is something very significant coming up in March, and we just put up the My Hope screen. We all know Billy Graham. He's 99, he'll be 100 in a few months' time, and this is a very important thing that we're doing. It's in conjunction with the Billy Graham Association. So what we're doing, and I'm just giving you a heads up now, we're going to watch this little trailer just as a heads up. We're going to focus on this more in another couple of weeks' time. But just so that you're aware that we're going to be doing the My Hope campaign with Billy Graham. He actually speaks on it, and he's still amazing. It's got Lecrae and Lacey are also on it, powerful testimonies on it. But the reason why I'm telling you now is we want you to start thinking about who am I going to bring along to that. And I'm telling you, if you come along to that and you never invited someone and you watch that, you will kick yourself and say, why didn't I bring them? Why was I too silly or too scared? Whatever excuse I made, too busy to ask them. Because it's going to be a great opportunity to see people come into the kingdom of God. Don't kick yourself while you're watching this thinking, man, oh, that would have been so powerful for them. I tell you, it will be. You can actually go and have a preview if you want to. You can go on to just type in My Hope Billy Graham, go in there. Go to the videos, find the one on the cross. That's the one. You can watch it as a preview if you want. It's there. But we're going to be doing this. Let's just watch quickly that little trailer.
Every part of our being is affected by this disease.
I was really hurting and just didn't understand the source of all my pain.
I'm just tired of not knowing why I'm alive.
Old things pass away. Everything becomes new.
I knew that I was not going to live past tomorrow.
That was it. I pointed the gun right at her.
How can we break this bondage? How can we be set free?
My heart was just, yes, I need that. I want that.
I remember just saying, I'm sorry, God, I'm sorry.
Our minds have been distorted, filled with hate and greed and lust and all the other things that could pull the trigger.
You gotta do something. I don't know what's gonna happen, but just don't kill me.
With all my heart, I want to leave you with the truth.
Okay, so just letting you know that's coming up. You're going to hear more in a couple of weeks, but you already start thinking about who am I praying for and who am I going to bring along to that time. And that's going to be awesome time. So that's just to let you know that's coming up. Get you thinking about it, get you praying about that. It's going to be significant. So March, it's only a few weeks away. And so we're going to hear more in a couple of weeks about it, but just encourage you with that. You got a calendar as you came in. One of the other things that we want to do this morning is look at the leaders of the church and praise God for the leadership that we have as a church. We've got a great team of leaders. We really have. We're really, really blessed with that. And so we're just going to I'm just going to go through this. There's a few of those in the stand for those who want them. It just puts out details, the structure of the church and the leadership that we have. Last week we looked at the grow groups, and so we don't need to look at that again today. But I just want to highlight a couple of things. First of all, one of the things is with our oversight of the church, and one significant change that we've had this year is with Pastor John and Pastor Patricia won't be on the oversight this year. They're coming off the oversight. They're still in the church. They're still pastors within the life of the church. They're still ministering in the church. But the legal and governmental authority type of responsibilities that are on the oversight. So they're stepping aside from that. But can we just get you to stand up? We just want to bless you and honour you for all that you've done on the oversight. Let's just bless them. They're still here. Let's stand to our feet and bless them and just really honour them. And maybe can you just come forward? I know you don't want me to do anything, but we love you guys too much to do that. They're not going anywhere. They're still going to be ministering in the life of the church. They will be able to minister a little bit more in the grow outreach that they do, but we just want to honour them and bless them. And we're just going to pray for them. One thing that we really wanted to do is to bless you guys for all that you've done. And really, we've understand that it's been their heart since they got married, which was about 58 years ago. Their heart has always been to go to Tasmania. And so as a church, we're just really going to bless them and send them there in style to Tasmania and just see God's blessing on them. So why don't you stand to your feet? We're going to pray for them and just bless them. And Father, we just thank you for Pastor John and Pastor Pat. Father, we know, Lord, they're going to continue, Lord, to love us here, Lord. They're going to continue to serve us here. Father, continue to honour you, Lord, and fulfil ministry calling upon their hearts and lives, Father. Lord, we know nothing has changed in that. But, Father, we just want to honour them for all that they've contributed, Lord, on the oversight, Father. And we just want to bless them, Father. Lord, we love them so much, Lord. We appreciate them so much. And, Father, we just pray, Lord, that you just bless them, Father, as they continue to serve you, Father. Lord, in ways that they're doing now, but, Lord, even in new ways, Father. And so, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you give them a great trip too when they go to Tassie, Father. Let it be a special time for them. But, Father, let your blessing and grace be upon them, Father. We just want to honour them this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Bless you. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. Bless you. Bless you,
God. Thanks, Chris.
Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. And just something exciting. We announced it I think beginning of last year is regarding Noel and about the process of going through to be credentialed to become a pastor. Well, Noel has actually got his credential interview with the committee tomorrow, and it should be exciting. So we'll pray for him. All of the things that had to be completed are all done now, and so we're really excited about that. So keep him in prayer for tomorrow about 11 o'clock, I think it is. Praise God. I'm sure he's going to pass and do very well. And just standing in the gift and calling that we already see that's on Noel's life. He's already operating in that calling. But just to have our movement honour that, and then as a church, then we will honour him in that way and induct him in that way at the appropriate time. So we're looking forward to that. Just with our finance team, and it's great. So I just mentioned the oversight. Sorry, I'll get onto that myself. Pastor Lewis, Elder Gary, Elder Noel and Elder Gadgen are our oversight this year. We have an operations team, and which is myself and Mariel, Pastor Lewis and Sue, Kathy Saliba, Leonie Weirs, Amos Sanger and Samuel is an operations team. What the operations team does, the oversight is governmental, visionary, where we're going. But the operational stuff of the church, how things are working, is covered in that operations team. And so I'm going to call those groups up in a moment. Also, we have a finance team, which is Gary Kerwell is the chairman of the finance team. We have Gadgen Viknaraja, who's a brilliant treasurer. Myself's on that team, and also Samuel's coming on to that team. So can I just have those three groups quickly just come out to the front? Operations team, the oversight and finance team would like to come forward and just stand at the front. We're just going to pray as together with that team. Yeah, there was a microphone there. Has that disappeared? I might just ask, actually, Pastor John, do you want to come and pray for the oversight and for the operations team, finance committee, pray for us all? Just...
Good. Great to have such competent people. And where Pastor Chris said, we're really blessed to have people such as yourselves who can oversee the work of the church and God's business. Amen. So, Father God, we just praise you, Father God, that your hand is upon this church, Father, for each and every person that you've called to be a part, Father, of what is before us in this coming year. But, Lord, what you've laid upon their hearts personally, Lord, that they would serve you in just such a powerful and a wonderful way, Lord, for the awesome privilege and responsibility that you've given, Father, Lord, that they would be overseers of your work. So, Father, Lord, for this wonderful privilege that's been bestowed upon them, Lord, as your scripture says, you know the way, walk ye in it. And that's the calling that's been upon each one of your lives. You've been called to serve. And as we serve, we give of ourselves. And I just pray for strength, for wisdom, and just for the endurance to keep on keeping going. And for the many challenges that do come up, that as they come, we know that you will work through these with wisdom and the heart of God upon your heart. And as we know, as you continue to look to him, he will bring favour and blessing upon you. So, Lord, we just bless these people, Lord. Lord, may they serve with gladness in Jesus' wonderful name. So bless you all. And look, I just want to bless you as people.
Amen. Thank you.
As my friends. Thank friends.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
Part of the great family of God. So I thank you and I bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Oversight stay. You want to stay? Praise God. If you oversight want to stay, just so we can pray for some others. If you want to hold that, you can lead us in a prayer. What wasn't we're very exciting, we're really really blessed with our wonderful children area and all that God is doing, and I think three or so of the people that were out there already serving the Lord, and praise God is Muriel and then Leonie working alongside in that area, doing a fantastic job. We have Monday Music with Muriel and Susie working in that area. I think a lot of these people are out there. We have a great youth team with Joshua, Karen, Mima, and Justin. Do they want to stand up? Well, maybe the youth leaders can come out. Praise God. And we'll pray for them in a moment. But also something really exciting we want to announce, that this year we're having a kids' club, and which is going to be really exciting. So Tenna, where's Tenna? She here this year? She's come forward, yep. Tenna's going to be heading up that particular group. Now, that'll be starting in the second term because there's the team, not all those that are going to be helping in there, have done all the compliance. So we've got all our child safe compliance. There's a few little things to be ticked off, a few little boxes and things to go through before we can actually launch that program. But it's going to be an exciting program for primary school children, and you'll hear more about that in the time ahead. But we really want to particularly, Tanner, for a first time. Do you want to come out? We just want to lay hands on you. We're going to pray for the youth leaders as well. Where are they? Oh, they're on both sides. Stereo youth leaders, that's great. All right. So let's just pray. We want to pray for the youth, and let's particularly pray for Tanner as she rising up, has become a leader, and to lead that new group that's starting up. So let's just pray. Noel, you want to lead us in prayer? You maybe get the youth leaders together. We can gather around them. And, okay, you lead us now. Let's go.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, you are a God of generations, Lord. And, Lord, you love every generation, Lord. And your desire is to see each generation rise up and surpass the previous generation in their exalting of you, Lord God, and outworking of your will, Lord God. And, Lord, I just pray for our youth leaders, Lord God. Firstly, Lord God, I just ask you to bless them, Lord God. Strengthen them, Father, as they have the all-important role, Lord God, of educating, Lord God, our youth in your ways, Father, in instilling in them values, Lord God, that come from you, and being a support to parents, Lord God, in instilling those values, Lord, and strengthening them and having those youth just rise up to become men and women of God, Lord. And Lord God, we're so privileged, Lord, that you use your children, us, Lord, as your vessels, Father, to outwork the work that you have and the purposes and plans that you have for each person, Lord God. And our youth leadership team, Lord God, is so instrumental in raising up our young people to be awesome men and women of God who just move forward and be a blessing to those around them. And also too, Lord God, it's with great joy that we reinstitute the Kids Club, Father. And Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, that for those young people who are not quite youth age, Father, but still, Lord, they still need ministry, they still need fellowship, Lord God, and they still need to build healthy, godly relationships with one another and with those who are older than them, Lord God, that Kids Club is a wonderful opportunity to do that in such a great, fun and friendly environment, Father. So, Lord, I just bring to you 10, Lord God, who you've chosen, Lord God, to be risen up and to lead the Kids Club, Father. Lord, I just pray that you just instill upon her everything that she needs to be equipped in order to outwork your purposes for these children, Lord God, who, you know, they'll one day, from them, Lord God, our prayer is that they'll be leaders and pastors, Lord God, and parents of themselves, Lord, who are godly parents also. But, Lord, it's got to start somewhere, Lord God. And again, Tenor's desire is to draw alongside parents, Father, and just to reinforce those values and those things that are important to you into our children, Lord. So, Lord, I just thank you for her and for her helpers as well, Lord God, and also to the youth group helpers as well who have a desire to impart into our youth as well, Lord. So, Lord, I just thank you for all of it. I thank you for what you're doing here in this church with those generations, Lord God, who are rising up and will become our leaders in the not-too-distant future, Father. So, Lord, I just thank you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Bless you. Bless you, guys. Thank you. And praise God. They were the main changes. Great to have. Rebecca's going to be standing along Sue in the kitchen, which is great to really help Sue in that area. So bless you, Rebecca, standing alongside and helping Sue in that area. Praise God. All right. Well, look, what I might do, if I can just get, I know a lot of the children people are already out there, but all the leaders, those that are the leaders in the church, you want to just stand, all the leaders to stand up, including the Grow Group leaders as well. And we're excited about the new Grow Group that's starting up in entry. So all the leaders in the church like to stand. And yeah, there's quite a few of you. And we're all standing up. Few more hiding away. There's a few out there as well. Let's just pray. Let's just pray for our leaders. And the leaders, they sacrifice. They've got families. They've got jobs. They're just as busy as everyone else. And yet they take time and they make time to serve the Lord in this way as leaders. And so we really want to honour our leaders. They do an awesome job. They're a wonderful inspiration, good example to us. And we really want to bless and honour those that are leaders. So let's just join in prayer and have a quick look around, see who's there, and just focus on them and just say, Lord, just bless them in all they do, all their sacrifice, all their service. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for leaders, Lord. And I know, Lord, there's leaders, Lord, that are out in the other room as well, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for each one, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that they've responded to the call and to the challenge, Lord, to honour you and serve you in this way. And Lord, to impart into other lives, Father. Lord, we just pray that you bless them, Father. Bless their families, Lord, who release them, Lord, and for the sacrifices that they make, Father. We pray, Lord, that you crown them with wisdom. Father, that you just pour your spirit upon them afresh this year. Lord, whatever program or group that they're involved in leading this year, Lord, let it be the best year yet, Father. Lord, we just pray that there'll be just such a wonderful sense of your presence. Lord, they're going to do amazing things in each of the groups this year. So, Father, we just thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, Father. We thank you for all the areas of this church. And Father, we commit them to you now in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. And let's put our hands together. Bless those leaders that serve so faithfully and in so many ways. And next week, we're going to be talking about all of us, because we're all called to serve, we've all got a ministry, we've all got a gifting, and God wants to use what every one of us has, every person that's here today. There's something that God has for you, and we want to see you walking in that. And so you hear a little bit about that next week. This church is a team, isn't it? We're all in the team. It's not just the pastors and elders. It's not just leaders. It's every one of us. We're a part of the team, and we've all got a difference to make. We've all got a ministry. We've all got a call, and you'll hear about it a little more next week, because we want to see you rising into what God has for you. Praise God. I think it'd be great now for us just to worship the Lord. I'm just going to have a prayer, and we're going to worship the Lord. So the team are going to come back. And they're going to very faithfully move this pulpit so quickly, no one will even notice. And while they're doing that, let's stand to our feet. We're going to pray. And we're going to just really, again, commit ourselves to the Lord. Remember the challenge about prayer this year, okay? Let's humble ourselves and pray. Let's seek his face. Let's determine to do that. Lord, already the presence of the Lord is really strong here today. And I've struggled a little bit talking at times because I just sense God's presence so strong here. And God's putting his seal upon our hearts. He's putting a seal on these things. And so let's just bring ourselves before the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to worship the Lord as we go. But Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you've spoken to us today. And Father, Lord, you always talk to us because you love us, Lord. You have the best for us, Lord. You want the best things. Lord, as parents, we want the best things for our children. And Father, as the perfect Father in heaven, you want the best things for us. And so, Lord, we want to walk in that. We want to walk in what you have for us. So we want to walk in your ways. And, Father, our theme for the year, Lord, of heaven invading, Lord, that we want to see you come in and intervene into every circumstance of life, Father. And, Lord, that we'll see people set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that there'll be changes to circumstances, Father, that change will come, Lord. And we'll also be the agents of change, Lord, that you'll work through us to bring your life and your power and your strength into circumstances, Father, into people's lives. And so, Father, I pray that you stir our hearts this morning. Lord, that the call to pray, Lord, will resonate within our hearts, Father. Lord, we won't make the excuses that we made before. But, Lord, there's going to be something different within our heart, Lord, this year, Lord. And we're going to seek you, Lord, like never before as we humble ourselves, Lord. And you promise, Lord, that you're going to forgive our sins, Lord, but you're going to heal the land. And, Lord, there's so much healing that is needed upon the land, Lord, upon the relationships, upon people, Lord, upon this community, Father, the communities around us, Father. Lord, in the nation, Lord, there needs to become healing. And so, Father, we just pray. I pray this day that you stir each one, Father. But Lord, we thank you for the call of God. We thank you, Lord, that we stand together as one people, Lord, as one family, one purpose, one mouth, one voice, one heart. And Lord, to see all that you have unfold for us. Lord, we're looking forward to next week, Lord. Lord, when we go into more things, Lord, we talk about the campuses and the different things, Lord, that other areas of involvement and missions and serving and different things, Lord, that you have for us. But Lord, we know, Lord, that this is your church, Lord, that we are your people. And Lord, your word says that you will build my church. Lord, this is your church. And Lord, that you're going to build your church. Lord, again, we submit ourselves to you, Lord. We surrender ourselves to you. Have your way in every heart, Lord, I pray, in Jesus' name. And we're going to close with this song. But if you've come here this morning, you've never given your life to Jesus Christ,